Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Michael Rivero, who has been on the web since the mid-1990s or even earlier, exposing the Vince Foster suicide. I remember being on the radio in 1995-96 covering the information he brought forward. A real pioneer joins us. He's been exposing 9/11, the Iraq War, the Iran situation. We're going to get into more detail on that coming up. We're going to play that Boston Legal clip that he mentioned of what TV should be coming up. And we'll continue with your phone calls. Stuart and Alex and Eddie and Tim and others. But right now, one of my fellow broadcasters, Jack Blood, wanted to call in with a question or a comment with Michael Rivero. Jack, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I'm a big fan of both you guys, as you know. You know, I just heard you talking about 24, and I don't know if you guys have been following it or watching it. I do. I'm starting to think, and I'd like to get Mike's impression of this, I'm starting to think that they have covertly been trying to warn us with this program. As you see now, the program has evolved into the president being the terrorist. And now in the last episode, he is working with a shadowy group of bankers who are telling him what to do. Is it possible that all along, 24 and Kiefer Sutherland, who I know personally is rather liberal, is it possible that all along they have been trying to use the program to shock us and warn us? I know it sounds absurd, but I'm starting to get this impression.
Well, let me comment on it and then get Mike Rivero's comment. Jack, I've studied psychological warfare, as I know you have. I've studied Edward Bernays, the father of modern PR and advertising. And I know Hollywood is full of good people that do know the truth. They're not liberals like you hear, folks. They got their heads screwed on straight. They're populist. They're anti-New World Order. Everybody I meet. It's everybody. It's ridiculous. Names I can't mention here, but I mean, and it's no secret that Mel Gibson knows all about the New World Order, so I can say that. But and that's just, you know, one of the people out there who we know knows about it, and somebody who's a little more public. I don't know about Kiefer Sutherland. I've only seen some of the episodes. I read the synopsis of the show, you know, where the government's going to set off a nuke. They control Al-Qaeda. I know that's going on, but there's also revelation of the method, where the psychological warfare chiefs say that if they put something out first as entertainment, somehow it makes it more acceptable when it actually happens. Michael Rivero?
Yeah, that's one aspect of it, and I want to share a little bit of insight about TV shows. The actors that you see on the show really have very little to say about the content of the show.
They read a script. They're given the script.
Yeah, it's the script writers and the executive producers who really call the shots on that. So when a show does something really good, you know, we talk about James Spader in the Boston Legal Show, but it was really the writers and the executive producers of the show who said it is time to make this statement. And as far as 24, yes, I have noticed that they're definitely starting to go the route of, you know, the government is really behind a lot of what's going on.
I think a lot of that may be that this idea is so popular and now dominant in major polls, some cases 80%+ scientific polls, 60-something%, 68%, 66%, excuse me, 66% in the last Zogby. So they're being forced to maintain their relevance. Michael?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. They're following the crowd rather than leading it.
I'd like to add something here, though, too, is because there is an effect. And what you said earlier, Alex, about them telling us what they're doing and kind of giving us the heads up as they're doing this stuff in our face, is very true, but also what effect does it have for the American people to see that the president is behind all the terrorism and working for a group of shadowy bankers? I think that is something very, very interesting. Alex, if you'd allow me a quick shameless plug for my program that follows yours today. I have Professor Bruce Lawrence from Duke University, who's written a very extensive book that proves, as Mike has been saying all along, that Osama bin Laden has been dead and that all of these tapes are faked, and I hope people will join us on that program today.
Yeah, that's great, Jack, and fire that number over after you're done with this guy.
You got it.
Okay,
hey,
thank you.
Good work, and much love and respect to both of you.
Well, thank you, Jack. Michael Rivero, you can sit back for 3 minutes and then have a couple more minutes to go take a break if you want. If not, you can sit here and with us and listen as we play the Boston Legal piece that you mentioned earlier. And then we'll come right back to you and continue with calls, and then we'll get more into the Iran situation and Bush lying about WMDs. That sound good?
That sounds great.
We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, a few months ago, when Boston Legal, which usually has the CPS grabbing people's children because they're evil and guns are evil, they did change horses in the middle of the stream and produce this little piece. We're going to play about 5 minutes of it and then comment and analyze it. We only played this once. It's real popular, so I should have played it again. I'm glad that Michael Rivero brought this up at whatreallyhappened.com. And then when we get back, we'll talk to Stuart, Eddie, Tim, and others, and then let Michael get more into Iran and Bush lying to take us to war and what he thinks should happen there, and just state the facts because he's a real expert on that subject. But here is the piece where he's giving a summation to the jury about why she should be basically found not guilty. Here it is.
When the weapons of mass destruction thing turned out not to be true, I expected the American people to rise up. They didn't. Then, when the Abu Ghraib torture thing surfaced and it was revealed that our government participated in rendition, a practice where we kidnap people and turn them over to regimes who specialize in torture, I was sure then the American people would be heard from. We stood mute. Then came the news that we jailed thousands of so-called terrorist suspects, locked them up without the right to a trial or even the right to confront their accusers. Certainly, we would never stand for that. We did. And now it's been discovered the executive branch has been conducting massive illegal domestic surveillance on its own citizens, you and me. And I at least consoled myself that finally, the American people will have had enough. Evidently we haven't. In fact, if the people of this country have spoken the messages, we're okay with it all. Torture, warrantless search and seizures, illegal wiretappings, prison without a fair trial, or any trial, war on false pretenses. We as a citizenry are apparently not offended. There are no demonstrations on college campuses. In fact, there's no clear indication that young people even seem to notice. Well, Melissa Hughes noticed. Now, you might think, instead of withholding her taxes, she could have protested the old-fashioned way, made a placard and demonstrated at a presidential or vice presidential appearance. But we've lost the right to that as well. The Secret Service can now declare free speech zones to contain, control, and in effect, criminalize protest. Stop for a second and try to fathom that. At a presidential rally, parade, or appearance, if you have on a supportive t-shirt, you can be there. If you're wearing or carrying something in protest, you can be removed. This in the United States of America. This in the United States of America. Is Melissa Hughes the only one embarrassed?
Mr. Shaw, that's a chair for witnesses only.
Really long speeches make me so tired sometimes.
Please get out of the chair.
Actually, I'm sick and tired.
Get out of the chair.
And what I'm most sick and tired of is how every time somebody disagrees with how the government is running things, he or she is labeled un-American.
Evidently, it's speech time.
And speech in this country is free, you hack. Free for me, free for you, free for Melissa Hughes to stand up to her government and say, stick it.
Objection.
I object to government abusing its power to squash the constitutional freedoms of its citizenry. And God forbid anybody challenge it. They're smeared as being a heretic. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American.
Mr. Shaw, unless you have anything new and fresh to say, please sit down. You've breached the decorum of my courtroom with all this hooting.
Last night, I went to bed with a book. Not as much fun as a 29-year-old, but the book contained a speech by Adlai Stevenson. The year was 1952. He said, "The tragedy of our day is the climate of fear in which we live, and fear breeds repression. Too often, sinister threats to the Bill of Rights, to freedom of the mind, are concealed under the patriotic cloak of anti-communism." Today, it's the cloak of anti-terrorism. Stevenson also remarked, "It's far easier to fight for principles than to live up to them." I know we are all afraid. But the Bill of Rights, we have to live up to that. We simply must. That's all Melissa Hughes was trying to say. She was speaking for you. I would ask you now to go back to that room and speak for her.
We're back. Michael Rivero, comments on that piece we just played?
Well, the one part, you know, it's a wonderful speech, and it was all over the net, and I had it on my website for quite a while. The one part I disagree was the comment about where he says there are no protests on college campuses. In point of fact, there are, and I have got a web page at my site where thousands of people are showing up. But these protests are not being reported by the mainstream media, and knowing what production schedules are like on a show like Boston Legal, it's my guess they probably were just going from the reports on the mainstream media, which basically act like there is no opposition to the government. But in point of fact, there is. It's just not being reported.
Well, it's the thing of if a tree fell in the forest and nobody heard it, did it make a sound? Now, that old cliche, and time and time again, we'll have demonstrations and they'll just ignore it. Now, then we see Bush's PR firm with Vicente Fox, and this is admitted, staging the immigration rallies for globalism and of course misusing these downtrodden people that have been totally enslaved and hurt by NAFTA and GATT. They're out there, but notice the media gave that massive attention to balkanize the country and get us all at each other's throats. Conversely, there have been huge anti-war protests. I mean, I've been in one with 500,000 people conservatively in New York, and they call it 100,000.
Yeah, absolutely. The mainstream media is very much complicit in concealing from the American public just how many of their friends and neighbors are really opposed to what's going on. And part of that is a means to try and discourage us from talking to each other anymore, because one of the great illusions the propagandists try to put out is that if you're unhappy with the government and you're opposed to the war, you're only one of a very few fringe group, and everybody around you loves President Bush and supports President Bush. And so when that message comes out, people will hear it and say, well, I better not talk about what I'm really thinking and feeling at the
office. Well, a month ago, they had a poll, the troops, it was 70% want to come home, said the war's bad. Now we're told it's gone above 75. Domestically, the official polls are Bush at 33. He's really below that. And again, I'm not saying Bush even runs anything. He's a puppet. But it shows the elite's policy is not popular.
No, absolutely it's not popular. And we're obviously headed to a collision between that group that calls itself the government and we the people. And it's just a point of when is that collision point going to occur, and will there be anything left of our country unlooted by the time we reach that?
I'm glad you said it calls themselves that government, because if a CEO starts stealing money and raping women in his office or whatever, selling drugs, he's no longer really the CEO. And
yeah, absolutely, because we have a document called the Constitution. This is our original contract with America, and it sets out what the government is, what it does, what it can do, what it cannot do. And the government, the people who are in the government, are the government only as long as they operate within those guidelines and rules of the Constitution. If they start acting outside the Constitution, then they're not functioning as the government anymore.
I agree.
Yeah, and of course the big one that's in there is you can go all the way through that Constitution from beginning to end. Nowhere in there is the government authorized to lie to the people. And the 10th Amendment forbids the government from simply assuming that they have that right.
Well, what about the leaks? I mean, Bush leaks on plane for political aims, then another CIA agent allegedly leaks secret torture death camps that are totally illegal. She'd be part of a crime if she knew about it and didn't blow the whistle. Now they fired her. They're talking about charging her.
Yeah, absolutely, and this is part of, the silencing of whistleblowers actually got started back in the Clinton years, because we used to have laws in this country that protected whistleblowers, because we recognized they served an important function of exposing, really bad crime.
Yeah, only in Nazi Germany were you not allowed to blow the whistle on the government. Stewart in New York, you're on the air, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Whatever happened to Melissa Hughes in that episode, was she acquitted?
Actually, she was convicted, but was given a very small fine.
It's better than nothing, I suppose. I may be thinking out of the box here, but you had mentioned that Bush is surrounding himself with Israelis. Now, on Alex's website, he's pointed out many times the long historic and close connection between Bush's ancestors and the National Socialist Party, a.k.a. the Nazis.
Yes.
Now, I'm thinking to myself, once a Nazi, always a Nazi, and certainly some of the things that he has instituted as his law could easily fly well in Nazi Germany. Meanwhile, he's got all these Jews around him. And
well, I think it's this. I think this particular group of right-wing extreme Zionists, which are the minority of Jewish organizations, they're in control, are ruthless and controlling and fit in nicely with their plan. I think it's birds of a feather fly together. There have been evil Jewish leaders, evil Russians, evil Japanese leaders. It's just these are evil people, so they go together. Peas in a pod. Comments, Mike?
Well, you also have to remember that the idea that the Nazis and the Jewish people were opposite poles of a spectrum is kind of a historical distortion, because Hitler was whooping on everybody. He was invading France, he invaded Poland, the Sudetenland, he attacked Russia, he attacked Britain. It wasn't just a targeting on the Jewish people, and we have that perspective now because of a lot of very self-serving
propaganda. Stay there, stay there, we got a break. Stay there. Stuart, I'll let you finish up on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael Rivero is our guest, joins us each month. Honored to have him. Finishing up what you were saying in New York, Stuart, finishing up what you were saying to his question, Michael.
Well, basically that, viewing World War II as strictly Nazis against the Jewish people is an historical distortion. The Nazis were basically, attacking everybody, the English, the French, the Poles, the Czechs, Austria, so forth and so on. And so it's not quite a strange circumstance right now that you would see people very sympathetic to Israel aligning up with George Bush, whose family was very strongly financially connected with the Nazis.
Well, we also had the labor Zionists. communists openly supporting Hitler. They wanted him to persecute Jews. They openly wrote and said, big liberal Jewish professors have written about this, to drive Jews out of Europe and make them go to Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. And, contrary to the popular image of Nazi Germany, there were a lot of Jewish people who served in Hitler's army, and many of them were officers, even general-level officers. And this idea that, the Jewish people were just absolutely targeted over and above everybody else is a historical distortion that has partly been used to support Israel's existence. And
let me ask I think you were trying to make a final point, Stuart, though. You were saying there was something behind it. What do you think Bush is doing?
My gut feeling is that, maybe that he's having these guys run as, shall we say, auxiliary patsies, because certainly, thanks to research that you're doing and others, the prevailing 9/11 story is going down and going down fast. And they're going to need somebody else to blame, and who better else? I mean, the Nazis would love to pin something like this on the Jewish people. And I don't know, just the fact that he has them out there so open, the thing to me really smells.
Well, I mean, we know they want to use patsies, period. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Eddie in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yes, I just finished watching your Order of Death movie once again, and I had noticed that you were discussing that the Blairs and the Clintons were involved in
your phone's
protest.
Really muffled. Are you on a cordless?
No, I'm not.
Can you talk right into the receiver for me?
Sure. I was watching The Order of Death. And
yes.
In the movie, you were discussing the occult activities of the Blairs and the Clintons.
Yes.
And I was curious as to why that didn't get more coverage, considering that America is supposedly a Christian nation.
Well, I mean, it's been in major publications that every decision the Clintons, Reagan made, the Blairs make is in weird rituals with spirits, and I mean, that's part of the record. These people are nuts. Michael Rivero, you want to comment on that?
Well, I think basically, in a nation where we talk about a Christian nation, but reality we have freedom of religion, and some people get into some very interesting views of what their religion is, and in some people they will use that religion as an excuse or justification to sort of do what they want to do anyway. And I think we see that a lot in world leaders who may not be doing things that we would agree with. And somewhere, they're going to lay it off and blame it on their particular god or gods that they're worshiping. We've certainly seen George Bush do it. He's saying God drives his foreign policy. God told him to attack Iraq. And this, of course, is a very dangerous sign, because once you start citing holy authority for what you're doing, anything becomes possible.
Well, he's doing this as an emotional salve for so-called Christian conservatives in this country.
Yeah, he's definitely starting to lose a lot of his support from the religious right, who realize that he's basically batting 500 on violating all 10 of the 10 commandments.
Yeah, let's take a final call here. Let's talk to Tim in New York. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A wonderful show. Alex, I called to tell you we showed Loose Change in Rochester, New York. We had a tremendous outpouring. On May 16th at 7 p.m., the Little Theater in Rochester, New York, we are going to show Martial Law. Hope people will come out and support us.
When is that?
May 16th in Rochester, New York, at the Little Theater.
What time?
7 p.m.
Okay, fantastic.
And
you want to buy a bunch of them from me in bulk and sell them there, sell DVDs.
Oh, we'll do what we can, but we're going to do this on a recurring basis. We're probably 9/11 Road to Tyranny will be the next one, but we thank people that listen and come out and support us.
Okay.
One of the interesting things you said was how people feel so alone. Well, this is what people need to do to get out there and see that there's more of us out here. We met people that listened to the show that we never had any idea of in the Rochester area, and we met a lot of great new people, and we found out there's a lot of us out here fighting this fight.
And, sir, what station are you listening to us on now?
We're on the Sunshine Radio Network, 1310 AM.
All right. A lot of great affiliates up in that area. I got three good ones in upstate New York. Michael Rivero, will you do five more minutes with me?
Absolutely.
Okay, I want you to be able to talk about Bush lying about the war, how important that is. Just that on its own is enough for impeachment. And his arrest. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Tri-Vortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Tri-Vortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Tri-Vortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Tri-Vortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
I love my family. I love this country. I want my children to grow up free. I know we have psychopathic control freaks that are in control. They must be resisted. Michael Rivera, I bring this up with almost every guest because it's important. John Yoo, one of the deputy counsels at the White House, openly in memos, and he admits he wrote it, so they can torture small children sexually in front of their parents. He defended that. I mean, this is. I mean, the Nazis didn't do that openly. They just did it secretly. And then the Attorney General says killing people by torture is okay. I mean, these people are psychopaths.
Well, absolutely, and it's a very dangerous situation because if they're doing it to Iraqis who were really ultimately innocent of any crime at all, then the day will come when they're going to do it here to Americans simply for refusing to believe what the government says.
They're setting the precedent, and Bush told his biographer in 99 that he's going to be a war president, so he can't be questioned domestically. That brings us to the premeditated intelligence for the invasion of Iraq using duplicate propaganda on Iran.
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, you know, it is unavoidable that the Bush administration deliberately lied us into war with Iran. The evidence is overwhelming. First and foremost, of course, the Downing Street minutes, which basically just expose the fixing of the intelligence, as they put it. The Niger documents about the yellow cake uranium, they were forgeries. Now we have a State Department memo that was either declassified or leaked out, which basically made it clear that both the State Department and the CIA were telling the White House that Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction weeks before Bush's 2003 State of the Union speech and before the invasion, and Bush just shrugged his shoulders and went ahead and did it anyway. So in my mind, there can be no greater crime committed by a leader against his people than to lie to them in order to start a war. And I realize that wars are usually started with a lie because most people don't want to go through the hassle of a war without a good reason. So, you know, history is full of wars started with lies. Hitler told the Germans Poland was about to attack, and that's how that invasion was organized. But what is unique about this situation, and it's a historic first, is that the lies are exposed and widely known while the war started with those lies is still going on. And this is the first time in history that has happened, and it is due to radio shows like yours and websites like ours. And, you know, what is left to be seen now is if the American people will just continue to go along with it, the way the Germans did with Hitler, or if...
Clear they mean to just keep going all the way. It's clear. Total, real live, hellhole dictatorship is the plan. We've got to stop it.
Yeah, absolutely. They will not stop themselves. They have no interest or
reason to stop. Well, it's a Ponzi scheme. They're going to fall if they don't keep making it bigger.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if I have time for one more comment, I'd like to go back to the gentleman who said he was showing your movie to a group of people. There's another option that your readers and listeners can do. If they have purchased your videotapes and DVDs, they can go to their local cable television station. There's a thing called Community Access, where you can go on and you can put any show you want on the Community Access channel, and by law, they have to let you do it. And, in fact, one of the first place I ever saw the Clinton Chronicles, which was an excellent videotape about the corruption of that administration, was on a cable TV channel.
We aired it over 100 times here locally. It was the most requested ever, and it aired nationwide and really hurt Clinton. Michael Rivero, we'll talk to you again in another month. It was a real honor having you on. Thanks for all the time.
Thank you.
All right, folks, here goes Michael Rivero. I've had so many requests to replay this. I'm going to re-air the Jim Garrison summation from JFK here in just a few minutes. Not yet, guys, not yet. We're going to do that at 42 minutes, 34 seconds, okay? But that is coming up in just a few minutes. I just want to spend a few minutes, though, here talking about A Scanner Darkly, a Philip K. Dick book, about a futuristic nightmare society where the government and private mercenary corporations control the drug trade to enslave the population, to addict them, and then to incarcerate them. It illustrates how drugs can be used at every level to profit the elite, and then they make even bigger profits off of policing then the crime and destruction that is caused by an illegal drug trade. So this is an official Warner Brothers independent film, and I know the people involved in it. They understand the New World Order. They know what's going on. This is a serious political statement unlike I've ever seen. If you like V for Vendetta and films like Syriana, well, this is the next step in that. It is a revolutionary system of rotoscoping. Each frame is a work of art. They shoot live action video, digital video, and then edit it. And, of course, I am in the film. I also did some consulting on the film. I have a rant in the film against the controlled drug trade being used as a crisis. And there's so many facets to this film. The website is scannerdarklymovie.com, S-C-A-N-N-E-R, darklymovie.com. That's an allusion to the rose-colored darkly in the Bible. They even have a Bible quote on the website. And the addictive drug is Substance D or Substance Death. And, of course, there's just amazing humor throughout the film as well. It's a mix of things I've never really seen in a movie. When I watched it during South by Southwest, I mean, it was a new experience. It was something truly avant-garde. And the developers Richard Linklater, the director, a good friend of mine, he did years of study on the latest police state developments, the face scanners, the biometrics, and the good old-fashioned Stasi secret police, you know, one in ten being a spy. And so he also brings that to the film. And they studied real police state developments and integrated that with the original vision of Philip K. Dick, the popular legendary science fiction writer who originally wrote A Scanner Darkly, which is really his autobiography of how drugs and the phony drug war destroyed so many of his friends. who he describes as just being like children who didn't know not to play in the street, but who were damaged and had horrible things happen to them. But it's set in 2011 in a near future police state. It is so cutting edge. The website is absolutely beautiful and dynamic and is going to be expanded. And the film, again, integrates real police state developments and what's really happening into this near future dystopic world. And it is so radical. It is so cutting edge. Cutting edge is kind of a cheesy word. It's been overused, but it is totally avant-garde. It is new. I mean, just the rotoscoping, the cinematography, the incredible performances, so much dialogue with Woody Harrelson, Winona Ryder, Keanu Reeves, and just all these other amazing actors that are in it. And then you look at the fact that they made the movie for a little over $9 million, when normally Keanu Reeves gets about $20 million a movie, made over $200 million on his last Matrix film. And here he is, he was paid, what, $70,000, roughly. I mean, they did this because they were so committed to the vision that to be able to make it on their own and not have any of the controls put on them by Warner Brothers or Warner Independent, that they did it for $9 million. Imagine taking a pay cut of over $19 million just with one of the actors and only getting a $70,000 to then go and make this film. I mean, I don't think it's been many years since Keanu Reeves took the union rate of just what basically a beginning actor would be paid in a film. So that's what they had to go through to bring you this film. It is a masterpiece. I am so honored to be part of it. Everybody needs to go see it. It opens in select theaters coming up on July 7th, and then nationwide a few weeks later. Tell everyone about it. We need to support real, groundbreaking, revolutionary, trailblazing films like this so it will be successful, so you can see more of it. They're taking a major risk by doing this, and they can only be commended. And, of course, Oliver Stone took another major risk making the film that you're about to hear an 8-minute clip from. This is from Oliver Stone's JFK. The websites are Infowars.com. We'll be right back with the final segment.
Hitler always said, the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. Lee Harvey Oswald, a crazed, lonely man who wanted attention and got it by killing a president, was only the first in a long line of patsies. In later years, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, men whose commitment to change and peace would make them dangerous to men who are committed to war would follow. Also killed by such lonely, crazed men. Men who remove our guilt by making murder a meaningless act of a loner. We've all become Hamlets in our country, children of a slain father leader, whose killer still possessed the throne. The ghost of John F. Kennedy confronts us with the secret murder at the heart of the American dream. He forces on us the appalling questions of what is our Constitution made? What is our citizenship and more, our lives worth? What is the future of a democracy where a president can be assassinated under conspicuously suspicious circumstances while the machinery of legal action scarcely trembles? How many more political murders disguised heart attacks, suicides, cancers, drug overdoses? How many airplane and car crashes will occur before they are exposed for what they are? Treason doth never prosper, wrote an English poet. What's the reason? Well, if it prosper, none dare call it treason. The American public has yet to see the Zapruder film. Why? The American public has yet to see the real x-rays and photographs of the autopsy. Why? There are hundreds of documents that could help prove this conspiracy. Why are they being withheld or burned by the government? Each time my office or you, the people, have asked those questions, demanded crucial evidence, the answer from on high has always been national security. What kind of national security do we have when we've been robbed of our leaders? What national security permits the removal of fundamental power from the hands of the American people and validates the ascendancy of invisible government in the United States? That kind of national security, gentlemen, the jury, is when it smells like it, feels like it, and looks like it. You call it what it is. Fascism. I submit to you that what took place on November 22nd, 1963, was a coup d'etat. Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. But war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year. President Kennedy was murdered by a conspiracy that was planned in advance at the highest levels of our government, and it was carried out by fanatical and disciplined Cold Warriors in the Pentagon and CIA's covert operation apparatus, among them Clay Shaw here before you. It was a public execution, and it was covered up by like-minded individuals in the Dallas Police Department, the Secret Service, the FBI, and the White House, all the way up to including J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon Johnson, whom I consider accomplices after the fact. The assassination reduced the president to a transient official. His job, his assignment, is to speak as often as possible of this nation's desire for peace while he acts as a business agent in the Congress for the military and their hardware manufacturers. Now, some people say I'm crazy. Southern caricature seeking higher office. Well, there is a simple way to determine if I am paranoid. Let's ask the two men who profited the most from the assassination, your former president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and your new president, Richard Nixon, to release the 51 CIA documents pertaining to Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby. Or the secret CIA memo on Oswald's activities in Russia that was destroyed while being photocopied. All these documents are yours. The people's property. You pay for it. But because the government considers you children who might be too disturbed or distressed to face this reality, or because you might possibly lynch those involved, you cannot see these documents for another 75 years. I'm in my early 40s, so I'll have shuffled off this mortal coil by then, but I'm already telling my 8-year-old son to keep himself physically fit so that one glorious September morning in the year 2038, he can walk into the National Archives and find out what the CIA and the FBI knew. They may even push it back then. Hell, it may become a generational affair with questions passed down, father to son, mother to daughter. But someday, somewhere, someone may find out the damn truth. We better. We better, or we might just as well build ourselves another government. Like the Declaration of Independence says to when the old one ain't working, just a little farther out west. The American naturalist wrote, "A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against its government." I'd hate to be in your shoes today. You have a lot to think about. You've seen much hidden evidence the American public has never seen. You know, going back to when we were children, I think that most of us in this courtroom thought that justice came into being automatically, that virtue was its own reward, that good would triumph over evil. But as we get older, we know this just isn't true. Individual human beings have to create justice, and this is not easy, because the truth often poses a threat to power, and one often has to fight power at great risk to themselves. People like S.M. Holland, Lee Bowers, Gene Hill, Willie O'Keefe have all taken that risk. They've all come forward. I have here some $8,000 in these letters sent to my office from all over the country. Quarters, dimes, dollar bills from housewives, plumbers, car salesmen, teachers, invalids. These are people who cannot afford to send money, but do. These are the ones who drive the cabs, who nurse in the hospitals, who see their kids go to Vietnam. Why? Because they care. Because they want to know the truth. Because they want the country back. Because it still belongs to us. As long as the people have the guts to fight for what they believe in. The truth is the most important value we have. Because if the truth does not endure, if the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in. Tennyson wrote, "Authority forgets a dying king." This was never more true than for John F. Kennedy, whose murder was probably one of the most terrible moments in the history of our country. You, the people, the jury system sitting in judgment on Clay Shaw, represent the hope of humanity against government power. In discharging your duty and bringing the first conviction in this house of cards against Clay Shaw, that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Do not forget your dying king. Show this world that this is still a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Nothing as long as you live will ever be more important. It's up to you.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Government wallowing with the murdering communist Chinese government is very important. So in the first hour tomorrow, be sure and tune in. A lot of you missed it. I'm going to re-air that Monday interview with the, well, first it'll be Glenn Spencer, then 35 minutes I did half an hour, and then 5 minutes of the next hour with the Chinese-American doctor, Mrs. Wong, who stood up to Lord Bush and Lord Hu. That is going to be coming up tomorrow. You know, in the closing few minutes I have left, I was just thinking about the people that have made so many sacrifices against tyranny and evil in this country. And they didn't do it for no reason. They didn't do it, and what they did didn't fall on deaf ears. It didn't fall on, you know, the rocks. It fell into fertile soil. It grew. And if we didn't have all these trailblazers before us who stood up against corruption, who stood up against tyranny, who stood up against evil, we would be in a much worse position today. I know things aren't perfect. Things are bad. Things look bleak. But there are a lot of rays of hope and sunshine and silver linings on these thunderheads that we witness over our humanity, our society, our world today. And you heard John F. McManus, John Birch Society head, in the first hour, saying they're going to change directions and get more hardcore now, and maybe even talk about 9/11. They've had a shakeup over there. That's encouraging. But he agreed that as the things get worse, more and more people will wake up. And Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com agreed with that analysis as well. So understand, we make the world what it is. That's God's promise, that if we stand up and do the right thing, we will have an effect. And I'm very thankful for the Genesis Network. I'm very thankful for some of the other Patriot networks that are out there. I'm very thankful for the AM and FM stations that pick up this broadcast. I really appreciate your courage, your honor, your will, your love of this country. And it's very important for the listeners to support our AM and FM affiliates. It's very important to support the Genesis Network. It's very important to support what we're doing here, what I'm doing, because I'm dedicated to this fight. I work very long hours. I do everything I can. We work ourselves to the bone. We frantically work here at this office. And so does Paul Watson and Steve Watson over in England, part of our team. And so does Dwayne Coots in Louisiana. And all the people that make this broadcast possible, the folks up at the network in Minneapolis, St. Paul, they're in a suburb of Burnsville. And so know that we're all together in this. We're all in the same boat. And we're having a lot of victories, and we're striving ever onward and upward. And so you're all to be commended. Every one of you that told somebody about the show, or everybody that emailed out the web address for Infowars.com, or everybody that sends out the news articles that we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into writing and a lot of research, a lot of black circles around our eyes. All of you that have made copies of my films and aired them on Access TV, whether it's 10 copies or 6,000 copies, as some people have done. I salute you. I commend you. We're brothers. We're sisters. We're brethren together. And I've been honored to be in this fight with you, and I think we're going to win this thing with God's help. And just in closing, I hope you will visit the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. I hope you will support us. I hope you will get the videos and the books. I hope you'll make copies of the films I produced. I hope you'll get copies of the other films we carry. And get them out to people and expose the murdering terrorists for who they are. They won't get away with it if you take action. None of us will save the humanity by ourselves, but all of us moving forward, many hands make light work. So, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv. At PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, over 1,000 pieces of media, all my films and so much more, a wonderful activist tool to download them and burn copies on disc or DVD. Huge activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's up to you. Please take action. Please support us. Get out there and take on the New World Order. We're reaping a mighty harvest. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.